These daily guided meditations for transcendence are brought to you for free. If you enjoy them and would like to support the channel, you can hop on www.buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H, and buy me a coffee or join one of our memberships to enjoy some exclusive perks such as private posts, videos, and podcasts. That's buymeacoffee.com/raph, R-A-P-H. Thank you so much for your generosity and support. Hello, dear friends, dear meditators. Welcome back to our meditation journey, Guided Meditation for Transcendence. Today is day 87 out of 100 days in our challenge here. Congratulations if you've made it this far. This is really cool that you've been so consistent. I'm deeply honored to be part of your journeys. So thank you so much for letting me in your headphones, in your lives, in your hearts, in your meditation every single day. Celebrate yourself. I would like to celebrate you also. I'm offering you a 50% discount on my Transcendence and Meditation course, A Superpower for the Mind, Body and Soul. This is a course where we dig deep into theories, practices, techniques, philosophies regarding meditation and transcendence in particular. If you would like this discount, you can find them in the description to the video or in the show notes if you're listening to this on the podcast. And remember that the first 100 members to sign up will also get a free session one-on-one with me on Zoom. So this is a new opportunity to connect on a more personal level also. So have a look. And if you have any questions, of course, send me an email, send me a DM on Instagram. I'm not so often on social media, but I do check for once in a while. But anyway, for now, let's please start a meditation, making sure you won't be disturbed during the entirety of the session, approximately 20-25 minutes, more like 25 minutes, but include a little buffer at the end of the meditation. Please listen to the meditation right up until the end. And after the meditation is done, we will use this space that we've created to contemplate on important questions concerning our lives, our purpose, our duties, and our existence in general. And so take a little bit more time, make sure you won't be disturbed, meaning maybe turn off your phone, close the door, let your neighbors, your friends, your family, your roommates, your cats know that you're meditating now and so that you need your space, your calm. It doesn't have to be silent, just nobody banging on the door or screaming your name or calling you. And let's start. Sit nice and comfortably. Have a good posture, remembering physiology precedes psychology. So your posture will have an impact on the experience of your meditation. Make sure that you're sitting nice and tall, letting your energies flow from the heads to the feet. It doesn't matter if you sit on the floor, if you sit on a chair, just sit tall. We start these meditations by dedicating it to someone. It can be anybody that you choose, including to yourself, if this is what you need right now. Close your eyes, put your hands to your heart. Take a nice deep breath in through the nose. And on the exhalation, we project our love, gratitude, and appreciation towards that person. In a few moments, you will be introduced to a sound, a vibration. You will put your focus and attention on that vibration, and you will follow that vibration during the entirety of this meditation session. You'll do this as gently, softly, and effortlessly as possible, keeping the sound on the foreground of your mind. When thoughts come, don't engage your ego, don't engage your judgments. This is perfectly normal. It is perfectly natural. It is part of the process of meditation. So don't judge your meditation session. Don't judge yourself, your ability to meditate, and don't judge the thoughts. Don't try to categorize the thoughts, and certainly don't try to eliminate the thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking, go back to the sound as gently, as softly, as effortlessly as possible, putting the sound back on the center stage of your inner personal space. When the sound fades out, let it resonate in your own mind for a few extra moments, keeping it alive, reproducing it in your mind. You may now let go of the vibration. The meditation is over. Put your focus back to the sensations in your body and listen. If you need to move, move. If you need to stretch, stretch. But stay seated. Take your time. Whenever you feel like it, take a nice deep breath. Open your eyes. Stay there. Take some time to get reacquainted to the environment around you, to the space you're in. Noticing what's familiar, what's new, colors, lights, shadows, shapes, sounds, smells. And while you're there in the space of calm, of serenity, I would like to read a quote, a passage from the Tao Te Ching, from Lao Tzu, who says, "True words aren't eloquent. Eloquent words aren't true. Wise men don't need to prove their point. Men who need to prove their point aren't wise. The master has no possessions. The more he does for others, the happier he is. The more he gives to others, the wealthier he is." Reflect on this. If you need to listen again, listen to it again, and again and again. And as always, I would like to you to contemplate on this passage, giving yourself more than one perspective. So one perspective, two perspective, three perspective on different degrees. If you want to journal about it, do so. It can be good also. And let me know in the comment section how this resonates with you. We can start a conversation. Thank you so much for joining us on this meditation challenge. Today has been day 87. Tomorrow, day 88. We're getting there. Congratulations if you've been here this far. My name is Raphael. I see you. I appreciate you. I'm so glad to be part of your journey. If you like this meditation, do hit the like button. This helps the YouTube algorithm for people finding us. Subscribe to the channel if you've not done so already. Share these meditations with your friends or anybody that can benefit from them. Our mission is to spread these meditations because we believe that self-awareness and mindfulness and transcendence especially can indeed change the world one person at a time. And have a look in the description for all the links for the free weekly letter, for the blog, for the podcast, for ways of reaching out to me, and of course for the discounts of the course. Take care. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.